With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And thanks to scheduling issues, the actor in question losing their passion for the role, or more distressingly, their actions offset leading to them being let go, whatever the reason, these 10 notable TV characters all made incredibly hasty exits from their respective series. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 10 most shockingly sudden exits from TV shows. Number 10, Ana Lucia Cortez, Lost. Lost fans were extremely excited when it was announced that Michelle Rodriguez had joined the cast for the show's second season, playing tail section survivor Ana Lucia Cortez. Though Ana Lucia's antagonistic ways quickly made her one of the series' most loathed characters, fans nevertheless expected her to stick around for the long haul. A big shock it was then when she was suddenly shot to death by Michael along with Libby near the end of season 2. The deaths of these two characters came so abruptly that many fans even speculated that they'd both been hastily written off due to their separate DUI arrests during filming. However, both Rodriguez and the show's producers have since confirmed that the plan was always for her to be a single season character, and the charges had nothing to do with her sudden departure. Number 9, Alex Kamal, The Expanse. The team behind The Expanse featured extremely tricky challenges when completing post-production on the show's recent fifth season, because shortly after filming wrapped, star Cass Anvar, who plays the pilot Alex Kamal, was accused of sexual harassment and assault, prompting production company Alcon Entertainment to hire an outside firm to investigate his behaviors. A month before season 5 began airing, Alcon confirmed that Anvar would not be returning for the show's sixth and final season, though provided no further information about what became of Alex. Though it initially seemed like the showrunners were simply going to write him out between seasons, the season 5 finale shockingly saw Alex die of a random stroke mid-mission. Fans were sharply divided on this decision. On the one hand, Anvar clearly needed to go, though the relatively clumsy nature of his death, cobbled together from existing footage combined with a few hasty reshoots, with the rest of the cast left a pretty sour taste. Number 8, Jason Gideon, Criminal Minds. For Criminal Minds' first two seasons, the great Mandy Patinkin played legendary FBI profiler Jason Gideon, and despite receiving strong acclaim for his performance, he ultimately decided to leave out of nowhere at the start of season 3. And I mean that quite literally, as the actor didn't show up for a planned script read and ghosted the cast and crew for an entire week before it was finally revealed that he would be leaving for creative differences. Gideon therefore had to be hastily written out, the character venturing off to find himself in a scene that he later agreed to shoot, with the rationale for his swift exit only becoming clear in the later years. Apparently, the actor called it quits to the show's abundance of violent content, a decision that he assumed would mean that he'd never get hired for TV work ever again. Though, of course, he landed on his feet some years later when he won the career-defining part of Saul Berenson on Homeland. Still, the fact that he bailed out in such a hurried fashion is extremely uncommon and was therefore enormously jarring to those in charge of the show and fans who loved his character. Number 7, Kate Kane, Batwoman. Batwoman's first season received broadly positive reviews, though fans were left gobsmacked when star Ruby Rose, who played Kate Kane, aka Batwoman, announced mere days after the season 1 finale that she wouldn't be returning for season 2. Rose later explained that an on-set back injury and the generally taxing nature of the shoot left her feeling burned out, after which producers decided to write Kate out rather than recast the character. And so, season 2 had the enormous challenge of introducing a new Batwoman, Ryan Wilder, while explaining what the hell happened to Kate? Thankfully, fan reception to Wilder has been mostly positive considering the circumstances, and it was recently confirmed that a recast Kane would be appearing in the second half of season 2, this time played by Wallace Day. Number 6. Dr. Lawrence Kuttner. While most TV shows forced to deal with an actor's sudden departure at least try to contrive an organic reason for their exit, House did something incredibly daring and rather divisive with Dr. Lawrence. Now, Dr. Lawrence joined the show in season 4, but his tenure was cut jarringly short near the end of season 5, where he was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Fans were naturally shocked, though it transpired that Penn had actually accepted a job at the White House under the Obama administration and so required a rather hasty write-out. The showrunners could have easily had him leave for any manner of reasons, though instead used the opportunity to make a stunning statement on mental health, that even a person in a seemingly well-adjusted career could be suffering internally. Now, fans remain intensely split on this decision, but if nothing else, it highlighted the tendency for suicide to blindside those left in its wake. Number 5. Holly Gribbs, CSI Crime Scene Investigation. So the pilot episode of CSI of course introduced audiences to the principal cast members, including bright-eyed young CSI Holly Gribbs. Viewers naturally assumed that she'd be part of the week-to-week lineup, only for the pilot to end with Gribbs being shot by a suspect and dying from her injuries in the very next episode. Now, Gribbs was apparently originally intended to be a main cast character, but due to test audiences expressing a strong dislike for her in the pilot, the decision was quickly made to kill her off. It remains one of the few truly shocking moments in a series generally reliant on predictable formulas, establishing a nobody-is-safe vibe from the outset, albeit one that the show quickly abandoned. Number 4. Frank Underwood, House of Cards. Back when House of Cards' fifth season ended, nobody could have ever expected that it'd be the last time that we'd see murderous congressman and former president Frank Underwood alive. But due to sexual misconduct allegations leveled against Spacey, he was cut loose from the series' sixth and final season after filming had already begun. Shooting was immediately halted while the showrunners wrote new scripts, which shifted the focus towards Frank's wife Claire, who fortunately had actually become the president at the end of season 5. Even so, season 6 was originally intended to feature a battle of the wits between husband and wife, so killing Frank off-screen from an apparent heart attack between the seasons left many fans frustrated. It was an absolutely damned if they do, damned if they don't situation for Netflix, and despite Robin Wright's best efforts, the final season was a train wreck of head-scratching creative calls which just couldn't escape the long shadow that Spacey's absence unfortunately cast over it. Number 3. Susan Biddle Ross, Seinfeld. It's extremely rare for a sitcom of all things to kill a significant character totally out of nowhere, but that's exactly what Seinfeld did with George's fiancée Susan in this legendary season 7 finale, The Invitations. Susan dies suddenly at the end of the episode after it's revealed that the low-quality envelope adhesive that she'd licked 200 times while preparing wedding invitations was actually toxic. By cheaping out on the envelopes, George had inadvertently caused her demise. Even accepting the show's notable streak of nihilism, this was a daring tonal shift, all the more so given the central character's own unmoved reactions to Susan's death, and George very quickly trying, albeit in vain, to rekindle a romance with Marissa. In a 2015 interview, Alexander stated that Susan was killed so abruptly because the cast struggled to maintain chemistry with the actress during shooting, even calling it fucking impossible in places, while adding that he had nothing against the actress on a personal level. Number 2. Cara Dune, The Mandalorian. In more recent stakes, we have the majorly controversial departure of The Mandalorian's Cara Dune, whose exit was sudden enough that she reportedly won't be given any sort of on-screen write-off. Now, Gina Carano received solid acclaim for her performance as battle-hardened mercenary Dune, though came under intense scrutiny amidst a series of contentious social media posts. In these posts, she mocked users using pronouns, downplayed both COVID-19 and the importance of Black Lives Matter, spread election fraud theories, and compared the oppression of right-wing conservatives to Jews during the Holocaust. Though Disney remained dead silent about the issue for many months, they announced back in February that she had been fired from the show and that Cara Dune would not be recast. And number 1, Roseanne Conner, Roseanne. Though Roseanne's belated 10th season actually turned out to be a surprisingly decent revival, lead actress Roseanne Barr ended up derailing a massive gravy train for herself after making racist remarks on Twitter about Barack Obama's former advisor Valerie Jarrett. As a result, ABC cancelled plans for any future seasons of Roseanne, which was replaced with a Roseanne spin-off called The Conners. The pilot episode revealed that Roseanne had died of an opioid overdose, though it was a needlessly grim way to do away with the character. However, the three seasons to date have generally received solid acclaim. Unlike John Goodman's Dan, it doesn't seem like Roseanne's demise will ever be retconned. And it's probably just as well.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.